Well, that's Tracy Byrd here on River Country, and we are so honored to have with us this morning on the phones with us. He's going to be at the Watseka Family Festival tomorrow night, the one and only Tracy Byrd. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me on.
Man,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's our pleasure. And, you know, you're part of that Beaumont, Texas connection where you've got George Jones, Mark Chestnut, Clay Walker, Texas in general, a hotbed of country music. I'm sure that growing up in Texas had a lot to do with your country roots, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, Southeast Texas is big, big musically, not just country, but there's been a lot of other genres out of there, rock and roll and blues. Of course, we're right there on the, you know, 30 miles from the Louisiana line, so there's a lot of that Louisiana music influence. Yeah, it's a pretty vibrant place for music, and a few of us have gotten lucky enough to make a career out of it.
Well, it's hard not to turn on River Country and not hear a Tracy Byrd song, but some people might not know how charitable you are as well. Tracy, I know you were a national spokesperson for the Special Olympics last Friday. They had the Cop on a Rooftop event where a lot of our law enforcement were up on Dunkin' Donuts rooftops raising money for a great cause, Special Olympics. And I know you actually, didn't you do like some kind of fishing lure where you donated some of the proceeds to Special Olympics?
Yeah, I've always loved the outdoors and fishing and hunting and things like that. So I've always kind of tried to incorporate that into my charitable events. We had, of course, had a bass tournament for almost 20 years, raising money for Special Olympics and other charities. And then we had a had our own crankbait out there, our own lure that was called the Lifestyles of the Not-So-Rich and Famous Crankbait. And we donated a big portion of the proceeds of that to Special Olympics. We've really enjoyed our charitable work. It's been a lot of fun to do, a whole lot of people involved. I'm just kind of the figurehead of it. It takes, 100 different people to get all that stuff done. Most of them volunteers, so hats off to all of them. And just was always thankful to have been given, what I've been given, and I always felt the responsibility to give back.
I know you've also worked with the Children's Miracle Network. I know you had your cookbook, Eat Like a Bird, the Tracy Byrd Cookbook, spices, rubs, marinades. I have a question for you because I like to eat. Do you got a favorite recipe that's your go-to that might be in that cookbook?
Oh, man, there's some great ones in there. But probably my favorite would be the tequila lime shrimp, which is it's almost a ceviche type of recipe, and that's one that I probably go to more than any of them.
Well, I like shrimp, I like tequila, and I can handle the lime, so that sounds like a must for me.
Check it out.
I will. You know, it's been a while since you've been in the area, so many fans are so excited to have you come to the Watseka Family Festival. The show is tomorrow night. You can see Tracy for a very affordable price. It's at the Watseka American Legion Park. Outdoor show, weather's supposed to be nice. I have a favorite Tracy Byrd song because I think you hit the nail on the head with the truth about men. The lyrics of that song are just so, you just hit it right on the money. But I always like to ask some of our artists if you personally have a favorite Tracy Byrd song.
Yeah, probably my favorite is a song called Heaven in My Woman's Eyes. It was a single, it was a moderate hit for us, but it's always been my favorite. It's a real old retro sound. It almost sounds like an old Marty Robbins or Merle Haggard song, and that's my favorite.
Is that one we're going to hear maybe tomorrow night?
Yes, you will hear it for sure.
Awesome. Well, I know there's so many great songs. I mean, it'll take me 5 minutes to list all your hits, but we are so looking forward to seeing you at the Watseka Family Festival. That's tomorrow night, the one and only Tracy Byrd. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.